Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened. Ecclesiastes 12, 1 and 2. What is the purpose of a light bulb? To give light. When is the light brightest? The light is brightest when it's fresh out of the box, when the light bulb is new, when it's young. If you're trying to read or study, you can be much more productive if the light is bright. The dimmer and the fainter the light gets, the less you are able to get accomplished. Picture a flashlight. No one wants to use a flashlight with low batteries over a brand new mag light. If the light beam is weak and dim, less can be seen and less can be done. Solomon is writing the book of Ecclesiastes at the end of his life. He is looking back in the rearview mirror of his life, and he's reflecting on the seasons that he's passed through. In this final chapter, he spends 8 verses expounding upon one single thought. Youth, remember your Creator. Solomon is imploring the upcoming generation to use their full-blooded lives for God. As young men and women, there are things that we can do for Christ now that we can't do when we're older. In essence, Solomon is saying this: don't waste your youth. Don't throw it away on yourself. Let's be specific here. Let's flesh this out. Your mind is sharp. Memorize Scripture. Study the Scripture daily. Rightly divide the word of truth. Use your mind while it's able to be used. Use your memory while it's around. Your body is strong. Exercise. Get off the couch. Turn off the TV. Get off Facebook and exercise. Work. Serve. Build. Do something. Your spirit is surging. Be passionate about God. Be zealous. Be bold. You can say things and be rash and get away with it. Take action. Your experience is small. Seek wisdom from your elders. Learn from those who are older. There's a reason why they're that age. It's because they know more and experience more. As a young man or woman, do stupidity, slothfulness, sensual desire, and selfishness characterize your life? If so, you are pathetically spending your youth in vain. Get a life. Instead, use your keenness, your enthusiasm, your zest, your vigor, your zeal, your passion, your agility, and strength for the glory of God. There's a season for everything. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set the standard. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12.